WCCH. Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchen, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchen.com.au.
20 minutes to 10. Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Now, you were up Easter at Byron Bay. You went to the Big Blues Festival. You saw Paul Simon.
Yes, indeed.
But you popped inland to a lovely little town called Bangalore.
Oh, that is one of my favourites. I adore that northern rivers area of New South Wales, and Bangalore, I must say, in the last decade or so has become it's become a little jewel, actually. It's become very gentrified. There's a fabulous restaurant there called Town, where two young chefs, Carl and Katrina Canitani, are doing amazing, amazing things. And one of the chefs from Rockpool has moved up that way recently as well, Sarah Swan. And she's also doing very interesting things. She set up the 100 Mile Table. Now, I don't know if you're aware of the locavore movement. Do you know what locavore is?
Certainly not.
Okay. Well, it's food sourced from the local region. So that carnivore means no meat eaters. Locavore means food sourced from the local area. So Sarah is sourcing ingredients from all around that Northern Rivers area. And, of course, it's very lush up there, tropical. Lots of wonderful produce. There's the Bangalore pork, which has become very famous. Lots of seafood, lots of fabulous local vegetables, and all the farmers markets in that area are just wonderful. There's the Byron Bay Farmers Market, and the Mullumbimby one is my favourite, I must admit. Bangalore also has a very good one. But Sarah also has just started doing the food for the local football club, the Bangalore Football Club. And, wow, she's really doing some fantastic things. It's no longer sausages and onions on the barbie, you know, rolled in the white bread with the tomato sauce or the barbecue sauce on the top. She's giving them dishes like sauteed chicken, and she's actually given me the recipe for that today. So I thought maybe other football clubs might like to follow in her suit. I'm sure the football boys would really appreciate it.
Do you cook it on the barbecue?
No, you cook it on top of the stove. It's a peanut mixture, so you need to get roasted unsalted peanuts. I put them in a blender or a food processor with some water, garlic, soy sauce, sesame oil, brown sugar, fish sauce, and some tamarind and cayenne, and mix it all together. And then you just cut chicken thighs, fill it up into cubes, add that to the mixture, and then it only needs about 10 to 15 minutes cooking, so it's very, very quick cooking. And she serves it in bowls to the footballers over jasmine rice with some coriander leaves on the top and some fried echalot. So very, very sport at the local Bangalore Football Club.
Wow.
Every Friday and every Saturday night now.
Isn't that wonderful?
It is. It's fantastic. And as she said, it's one for the kids and one for the big kids as well.
So many interesting things happening in the country.
Yeah, indeed.
Yes. Well, now, I mentioned when we started that people are probably finding trouble, you know, with the kids on a day like today.
The weather's certainly changed, doesn't it? Yes.
I said the cinemas would be very happy about that. But what about your cooking
session?
Yes,
sessions? Well, I've got a cooking class on tomorrow, which is, I think I've got one space left, actually. I've got one on Friday, and then I've got a couple next week, and I've got spaces in both the Fridays, Friday the 19th and the 26th. As I've said a number of times, there's confusion with the mix-up with Easter and school holidays in New South Wales this year. And Friday the 26th, of course, falls between Anzac Day and the weekend, so I imagine a lot of people are going away. So I do have some spaces left for that class.
Okay, now...
And also, this time, in tomorrow's class, I'm giving the kids a little, like an Easter show bag, but it's going to be full of achachas.
Of course. What
I'm
the
going to
devil...
introduce them to achachas.
What is an achacha?
These are actually being grown by Helen Hill in Townsville. She's got a big plantation of them up there. They're a tropical fruit. They actually taste quite... They've got a firm orange skin. They're rather pretty to look at. And you open the skin up and it's this lovely white flesh, and it tastes a bit like a mango skin. Now, I know you're going to tell me you don't know what that is either, but it's a lovely, soft, sweet flesh. And I know the kids will love it, actually. They'll just pop it in their mouth and eat it, and then, of course, you've got to take the stone out. It's very delicious, so I'll be giving away show bags tomorrow at the class as well.
How do you spell achacha?
A-C-H-A. C-H-A. It's a great name, isn't it?
I'm still having trouble quinoa, spelled Q-U-I-N-O-A, yeah.
And you're probably having trouble with rockavore as well. You know?
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so the recipe for the...
The satay chicken, which is served at the Bangalore Football Club, is on my website, sheridanrogers.com.au, and more information there too about the kids' cooking classes these school holidays.
Good luck. Talk to you next week.
Bye.